Electronification is physically different from electrification and does not so much abridge the space of social relations as abridge the capacity to control social relations through controlling their space. The implications for stateness remain to be explicated and experienced. But the control of populations through controlling the space they and their relations with one another occupy as citizenry, as communities, as individuals, is in the process of being fundamentally undermined in the two key directions formed by the modern world system's spatial jurisdictions, that being within states and between states. Fourth, the fourth challenge for power, the demands of the disadvantaged status groups of gender, of generation, of ethnicity, of race, of sexuality will ever get stronger. We must hear Gelaude, Gelaude, Gelaude here, and add the physically handicapped who comprise the true pariah stratum of historical capitalism. All six status group relations are deeply different from one another, and even more so in their specificities in the world's social structures, but they share three features. Each was a ground of a new left reproach of the old left. Each, in a very real sense, is as much a contradiction among the people as an element of the capital labor or state civil society contradiction. And the oppressed of each explicitly seek not the turning of the tables, but social equality, not only structurally, but ideologically as well, in the sense of the elimination from social consciousness of presumptions of superiority, inferiority in relations of gender, generation, ethnicity, race, sexuality, and able-bodiedness. But my comment on this, it's a huge step from challenging presumptions of superiority in terms of one status group over another, to challenging presumptions of superiority applied to those who rule, the whole notion of challenging authority. And this is why we're so grateful to Alice Miller for helping us to see that to challenge authority itself is a lot more complicated, a lot more challenging. And our good three, in a sense, made this point themselves. Recall what they said, and this was discussed in the April 5th show, and I posted one of the audio files from that show, in which we quoted them saying, the further processes entail the redefinition of trajectories for the denationalization of domestic labor forces suggests a fundamental change on the part of the left as to what national means, unquote. And that power, and they've simply restating what they've said, that power can and will expand civil society, grant formal legitimacy to formerly outsider, even pariah groups, if doing so reinforces the legitimacy of the state and forestalls the realization of our global unity. That is absolutely key. That is a, that's where they draw the line for sure. They may compromise in a lot of areas, but when it comes to we the people getting together across state, quite understandable reasons, it means the end of their rule. For us to acknowledge our power, which we only do by having each other.